Welcome back to Nighttime Live on the Mighty 790 KFGO. I'm Bob Harris along with Scott Sorum. And I want to welcome a very special guest to the studio tonight. I have not seen her in a long, long time. As a matter of fact, the last time I saw her, she was applying for a passport. And I thought, my God, maybe she actually left the country. Isn't coming back.
Well, you know, you never know.
Amanda Standalone is here with us here on KFGO. Welcome back.
Thank you.
You're going to be part of a big fundraiser coming up tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And Travis Faganza, I can't know if I can pronounce how they said that.
That is something else I haven't heard
of. That's how they posted it.
Oh, Trev Stravaganza, yes.
Trevor.
Trevor is a buddy of mine. I've known Trevor for a really long time, and he has been teaching in Korea, and he had a little bit of a problem with some medical stuff, so we're going to have a little benefit for him.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Well, the word I heard is that he's got some blood clot problems.
Yeah, the leg, I think it's called a deep vein thrombosis, isn't that right?
Oh, okay.
I don't know what the actual thing. I just learned about it when I was in massage school. that's why the only reason I know about it is because we're supposed to check that stuff out or whatever before we work on people. So I guess those things can be dangerous because if that it was very important for him to get the care that he got, and I am willing to play a few songs for him for sure tomorrow.
Excellent. It's 8 until 11. But this is kind of an interesting combination because not only will you be singing, but you got a bunch of comedians out there too.
Yeah, I actually think I would like to, someday I'd like to do that. That's the hardest thing on earth to do. But there's some, I know that Eric Block, I believe, is going to be there tomorrow.
Eric Block?
Yes. And then I don't remember who else. But
J.D. Provost, who has been on this show before.
Oh, yeah.
He's been out here. And let's see here. I got another list. Amber Breitbach, Megan Yelly.
Yeah, I think Megan, I believe I've seen before, and I think she might be related to our benefitee.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Jana
Severson? Yeah, I've seen her too. She's very funny.
They spelled it wrong. They put a P in there for some reason. You get a hold of those guys, okay? And then Joe Christensen.
Oh.
And featuring Meredith.
Meredith! Oh my goodness, really? Oh, I love Meredith. Okay, Meredith is an old friend of me and Trevor. And Meredith kind of go way back. The last time he was here, me, Trevor, and Meredith had a fantastic evening together.
Okay.
And Meredith is, she is a ball of fire. She is just a little lady, and I don't even know. Last time we went over to her house and watched Turner Classic Movies, and she is just a hoot. I'm serious. She is probably one of the funniest people I've met in my life.
So she's also could be a stand-up comedian?
I believe that is a very strong possibility. She's had a lot of theater training.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be interesting. Okay. And then bands, you, the Scratch Dungeon?
Yes. And that sounds like, I think that's my buddy Micah Lytell, I believe.
Okay.
And yeah, that's really cool because like I've known that kid since I was young. And so he's been at it for a long time. So it should be some quality. That's all I'm saying.
And SOTOS. I haven't got a clue.
Who knows?
I thought I knew a lot of bands around here, but that one I'm not
quite
sure.
That is something I've never heard of myself.
So somebody, if you know, can you email me at kfgo.studio@kfgo.com. Let me know what SOTOS means. SOTOS. Very good. So Trevor he's over in Korea.
Yes. I believe that's the last I heard.
Uh-huh.
And he was here for a little bit, not that long ago, and then he went back there. And then he ran into some problems, I guess. But he teaches English there.
Okay.
That's his job.
Well, you brought in your guitar.
Yes.
And I mean, I recognize you. I would recognize you from a mile away because I think you have the only blue guitar, acoustic guitar I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it's cool because I actually, my brother gave this to me for Christmas one year and I had found it like 2 years ago and kind of coveted it. I saw it in the window of Prairie Piano when Prairie Piano was downtown.
Oh, okay.
Broadway. And I couldn't afford it at the time. And then about 2 or 3 years later, I got this as a Christmas gift. And I think it's the exact same one.
They didn't sell it for two or three years?
Still, yeah, I don't. Well, I think actually what happened was my older brother bought it and then he is an electric guitar player, so he got a hollow-bodied, really nice guitar. Uh-huh. And so then he gave this to me for Christmas. So
super.
It's a kind of a cool deal. Yeah, it kind of came back around to me, which was really nice.
Well, you're going to be playing at the Aquarium tomorrow night. Part of this is a benefit for Trevor. Would you like to do a song for us right now before
sure.
we take a break?
That sounds fantastic.
What are you going to do?
This song is called Waves of the Ocean. It's something I wrote a long time ago. I usually play it on Washed Up, but I kind of transferred it back to the guitar.
Love it. You got a great voice. I've always told you that.
Thank you.
You got a great,
very,
great
very
voice.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I appreciate you being here. We're going to have some more with the one and only Amanda Standalone in just a few moments. But right now, we've got to take a break, and we'll be back with more here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Seventeen past the hour. This is the Mighty 790 KFGO. Bob Harris here, Scott Sorum, and Amanda Standalone joins us. As I mentioned last time that I saw Amanda, she was standing in the post office ready to get her her passport. Did you go out of the country? Did you go somewhere?
No, me and my buddy were going to go to Winnipeg, and then of course you need your passport for that. And then I had I just needed to renew mine. Mine was done, and I was like, you should just always have. I feel as a person that would like to explore the world, you should always have a passport.
Oh, obviously, yes.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen, and then if you don't have it, it takes like a while to get one. I mean, you can get them expedited, but it takes a minute. So
you know what's really dumb? I've got a pass card.
Oh, what is that for? I mean, you can go to Mexico and Canada.
Yeah, right? I can't drive. I can drive someplace. You know, I can't.
You can't fly anywhere.
I can't fly anywhere. You know,
you don't ever want to go back to like Scandinavia. That's my next goal in life is to go to Finland.
Well, someday I do want to do that, but I went and got it because it was cheap because I don't have any money, and and I did that because I've got a cousin who's got a cabin on the northwest angle of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to go through Canada.
You
got
to go through Canada to get to it. Yeah.
How dumb is that?
That is this. It's unless you go by boat, right?
Boat or fly? Yeah.
Boats are fun.
Yeah.
Boats are fun. That's what I discovered because I went to I did use my passport to go to Windsor when I went to Detroit because I go to Detroit all the time and I took the ferry across Lake Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome. If anybody has the SS Badger, the most probably environmentally unfriendly boat, but it was so cool. I mean, it's an old like freighter, it, like carried freight cars, and it was just the most amazing. 6 hours left at midnight.
It's called the Badger?
SS Badger.
I'll Google it later because everything on the internet is correct here.
What is it? Muskegon to Manitowoc? Or something, or Manitowoc to Muskegon, or
okay.
Am I wrong? I forget, but it was awesome.
What did they check?
Ludington, that's what it is, the Ludington Ferry.
So when you go into the Ludington, then do they check your passport?
No, they don't get check your passport. But I did go. You have to go at Windsor.
Uh-huh.
You know, Windsor, Canada is right across the river from Detroit. You
sure
can see it. So we go there sometimes because there's good restaurants over there.
Oh, okay.
And we'll take little trips or whatever. Detroit's got a lot of good restaurants too, but. You know, sometimes you want some Ethiopian food.
Scott and I were just talking about that the other day. So the White Stripes, are they still big in Detroit?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, I think Jack White has moved to, he's pretty much based out of Nashville.
He's Nashville now, yeah.
Yeah, but.
But Meg's still there.
They'll still, yeah, probably. Yeah. I don't really know anything about that kind of stuff. It's weird how that kind of stuff is separated from, you know, every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're just living in somewhere or hanging out somewhere, you know.
Amanda Standalone is with us here on KFGO, and she's going to be part of the benefit for Trevor Cook coming up tomorrow night over at the aquarium. And I lost my page right now, but I believe it was 8 to 11 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe that's true.
Over there. It's a $5 cover, but you are certainly more than welcome to donate more, much more, if you would like.
Yes. And it's going to a good cause. Trevor's always been a really good friend to me and all the buddies around here, and he's got a lot of friends around here, and if you just want to donate to a good cause and have a lot of fun, too, tomorrow, just for a good guy, you know, good stand-up guy, you know.
We should have got a hold of him to tell him, hey, you can listen to this on the internet.
I would love to. I wonder how we would do that, because I actually, I think Facebook is probably the best way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we should totally, you could just Facebook him right now.
Let's do that. I'll do that while you do your next song.
Okay.
What song are you going to do for us right now?
I was thinking about that, actually.
Need to think some more?
Need to think for a second. Let's see here.
By the way, while you're doing that, let me ask you another question. When is the next time we're going to see Alien Brain in the Jugular Vein? I still hear so much about that show you guys did here that night. I really do.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just haven't seen anybody for a while. That's all. It's been busy times. I did Beet Harvest. I honestly haven't seen anyone for probably a good solid month now, because I was out in the middle of nowhere in Felton for working overnights, and then other people are all over the place too. People moved away and stuff. So I don't know what's going to go on.
Okay.
But we might, you know, there's always chance for reorganization, you know.
But Felton is somewhere.
Felton is somewhere. Except for the Pilar is not. The Pilar is in the middle of a wheat field, actually.
That's true. I've driven by it a few times.
Yeah, it's a little, what do you call it? Space agey out there sometimes. All right. So I'm just going to play kind of standard what I use. This song's called Just the Stars and I.
Just the Stars and I, Amanda Standalone here on KFGO.
Spin me out like a story.
Amanda Standalone here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. I'm always amazed at songwriters because I could never remember all the chords, let alone the words. I mean, I just get amazed by some of you guys when you do that. Did that come tough for you at the beginning and then and just kind of...
I'm wondering, I mean, a lot of this stuff I feel like, I mean, you obviously do a lot of mimicking things, you know what I mean, when you're young and like when you're learning. That's why I think it's really weird when they come into like coffee shops, small time coffee shops, and they like pull an ASCAP on them or like, you know, the BMI kind of stuff. Because like, how are kids supposed to learn without, you know, playing other people's music? I think that's like a huge deal. So when I was younger, you start learning other people's stuff. You know, and then, you know what I mean? Like, it just goes from there, pretty much. And I feel like that's just the practice. You just have to do it over and over and over and over again.
Did writing come easy for you?
Writing? Yeah, it used to. I'm actually in a bit of a, what do you call it, a block of sorts right now. And it's really weird because I've never experienced that, this sort of, like...
You've been nowhere, Felton.
Well, yeah, but the thing, even then, you know, you should be able to figure out something. I think a lot of it had to do with, I've been at school, too, for, like, a long time. And I mean, it's really hard to write a song being like, I was in college at class and then, you know what I mean? It's like, it's just kind of, and I mean, I have had some things.
And I slipped and broke my.
Well, and I just find, I guess I get a lot of inspiration, but even with the traveling, I guess, I mean, I haven't, that thing has really come to me. I've had little snippets of things here and there, and I'm working on some stuff with the piano and stuff. But when I used to have just like stuff would, I mean, it would, you'd be biking around and all of a sudden it would just be a line. And then a lot of times what would happen is I would write it backwards. It would start with the ending. It would start with the end of it, and then it would just go backwards. And then it would be like, you know, there's a line, and then you have to like be like, well, why would somebody say that? You know, and so you have to ask, you know, and then you just go backwards from there. And then it's all about making a story.
Well, that's interesting. That's almost like I've talked to some authors. That's almost like some of the books they write. They kind of know how it's going to end, but they got to try to start and get to that ending. They haven't quite figured that out.
Yeah. And that's kind of, I think it works out even with playing like written music too. A lot of times, like a lot of my teachers would tell me start at the end and then start, you know, play backwards from there. And then so you can, you know, it's like a building. And that seems really strange and seems like anti, you know, but, and it always doesn't happen that way, honestly. But for the most part, that's kind of how a lot of the stuff has came about.
I was kidding you when you came in that your guitar, this beautiful guitar, Blue, I mean, it stands out from any other person I've seen playing. Tell us a little, I mean, did the Blue, you told us about how you got it, but I mean, was the Blue really something that you really wanted? Or
absolutely.
Blue is it, huh?
The Blue is it. I feel like Blue is the best. I mean, the finish on it too, it's not like that shiny glossy thing. It's kind of, you know, you can still see the grain of the wood. And so it's kind of a stain in a way. The front is probably a little shinier than the sides are. But I just feel like it kind of represents, I do a lot of sad stuff. I do think, you know, a lot of my songs are either kind of solemn, I guess, or whatever. So I feel like it kind of, the color comes with it, you know?
But you are shooting for a piano one day.
Oh, my gosh. If anybody has a performing, yeah, like a weighted keyboard, I am so, like, just, that's where I kind of want to go next. I do a lot of my writing on the piano, and then for some reason lately I've just been like, that's kind of where I want to go back to, I guess. I think it's kind of, I think it's worthwhile to perform it. I think it would be. So,
well, we've got a newscast coming up here. We're going to talk about Trevor's benefit again. I know I'm keeping it a little later than usual, but I did have somebody right here, and they said that they were at the Hodo for the second Sunday show this past week.
Yes.
And they said you did a song called A Widow Song.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how well that would translate on radio, but yeah, I did Widow's Lament.
Do you want to try it after the news?
It's really long, just so you know.
Well, that's okay.
All right. Well, as long as you can take it, if somebody has requested something, I will do it.
Now, did you sing that a cappella, or do you?
Yeah, it's an a cappella tune, and it's a response song to the Edmund Fitzgerald song.
Oh, really? Okay, because I've heard you sing a cappella over at the Red Raven.
Mm-hmm.
And you folks, I think, are going to be in for a treat. Then I can't wait.
So we'll see how it translates onto this. I don't know.
We'll take a break with a newscast and be back with more here. Amanda Standalone, our special guest here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. 22 minutes now before 10 here at KFGO. Nighttime Live continues. Coast to Coast AM comes your way at the top of the hour. I just want to make something straight here that the silent auction tomorrow for Trevor Cook is from 8 till 11, but the entire benefit goes from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. rather, till 2 a.m. So 8 a.m. to 2 a.m. I don't want anybody to be mixed up about that. But auction 8 to 11 and the entertainment from 8 a.m. till 2 a.m. or
8 p.m. to 2 a.m.
8 p.m. That's what I meant. 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. Thank you very much.
Thanks for not confusing everybody, Bob.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's just too much cold medicine, man. Okay, and there is a $5 cover, but if you would like to have a free will donation of more than that, please do so, because Trevor has been hospitalized recently with several blood clots. All right, we had a little email here, and they said that they heard you the other night over at the Hodel.
Yes.
Something called it's a widow's lament. Is that what
a widow's lament is what it's called?
A widow's lament is what it's called. They would like to hear you sing that.
Yes.
So if you don't mind, are you ready? Are you set?
I'm ready. I'm set. I'm just going to, whatever you call it, give it a little bit of a warning that this is a long one, guys. So, you know, if you're into it, you got to stick with it.
All right.
It's a story song. So you got to hear the whole story.
Amanda Standalone, A Widow's Lament on KFGO.
You were a wanderer, you were my love boy. We shared some memories and we shared a bed. And the moment you left me out for dark waters, I'll never forget. Words that you said, my lady, do not lie in fear now. Just please listen closely to what I do say. Well, I've seen with my own eyes the death of your love. Waves came a-crashing, took him away. You were a wonder, you were my love boy. We shared some memories, and we shared a bell. And the moment you left me out for dark waters, I'll never forget the words that you said. Well, you said, my lady, you know I still love you, and forevermore. But you know that my first love lies out on the ocean, setting them sails, living at sea. And I thought I saw you as I lay dreaming, but I opened my eyes. So I closed my eyes then and tried to look harder. And then appeared a maiden fair. And she said, my lady, do not lie in fear now. Just please listen closely to what I do say. Well, I've seen with my own The waves came a crashing, took him away. But no, he did not go down with sadness. No, he did not go down in vain. No, he went down proudly, shook the hands of his brothers as his ship went down in November rain. And the maiden, she left me lying there frozen, and I began weeping, and now I see. Well, I thought I could hold you without breaking, but I was mistaken. Oh, woe is me. Yes, I thought I could hold you without breaking, but I was mistaken. Oh, woe is me.
Amanda Standalone, A Widow's Lament, here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Let's see here. Why don't we pot her mic down for just a second, Scott, so we can adjust that again here real quick to make sure everything's cool. And just kind of turn that around the other way. Here we go. No, flip that down. There you go, and then flip up that part. There we go. There we go. Super. Man, that was beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Did you? So you wrote that?
I wrote that a long time ago. Because when I lived in Detroit, they have the Maritime Museum there, and every year during the Edmund Fitzgerald, the anniversary of the boat, because they were supposed to land in Detroit, and so
they would get back up there a little closer.
They do a thing where and they say that in the Edmund Fitzgerald song, where it's
ring the bell 29 times.
Yeah, 20 for every man that died on the Edmund Fitzgerald. So I was just riding around, and me and my friend did this thing called $2 Breakfast there, where we played at this diner every Sunday morning, and we did the Edmund Fitzgerald, and it's like, that's such a long song. But then I started thinking about it in like terms of like the people who are waiting on shore, you know? So it's kind of like a woman's perspective on the song, because it's kind of a dude song, you know?
Wow.
So that's kind of like the other side of it, I guess.
Did that take long to write? Because it seems so thoughtfully well-constructed.
That was one of the ones that started backwards. The last line is the first, or was the first thing that I thought of. Was thought I could hold you without breaking, but I was mistaken. Oh, it was me, you know?
Man.
But then, like, kind of going backwards, and then, I mean, it was this, you know, it all comes with, I think it's just kind of a matter of, you had to let it kind of hash itself out, and, you know, you get stuck somewhere, and then you just have to kind of, you got to put yourself in a character's position. And I think that's a lot of my songs or whatever, like, you know, you just, it's a character thing, you know, like that's not necessary. I mean, I have never had that experience in my whole life, but you know, to be able to put yourself in somebody else's shoes and kind of, you know, write from that, I guess.
Did you get much a lot of reaction when you did that in Detroit?
My friend Rosie said that, like, it's weird because, you know, when you're playing kind of like banjo and fiddle tunes, I just remember there was silence. Like people shut up, you know. It was like, I started it, and then all of a sudden it was just like, boom, you know, that kind of thing.
Was it always meant to be a cappella?
I actually thought it would be kind of cool we've tried it with, I think it was kind of supposed to be, but I've recorded it. Darren Carnes, one time I was trying to get that Musicians in Their 20s things for Garrison Keillor.
Oh, okay.
And, I went and recorded that song, and there's a couple extra tracks on it. So I did but I sang with myself. So it's still all voices, but it's not necessarily like, you know, single voice. I wouldn't mind we've tried it with the Pastry Shop Girls, kind of with some droning stuff, but I kind of like it by itself too. too. If I could get reverb on it, you know, that's always like a little nice. And
I'm pretty sure that's the song I heard that night at the Raven.
Yeah, that's probably, I think it's pretty much the only one I do.
Because you had one pastry shop girl that night, then I think the other one showed up late.
Because Minda might have even sung a little bit of it with me too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, I can't believe that's not a major hit someplace, because it really is.
Where would it be a major hit in this day and age, though? You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure Lightfoot probably thought the same thing when he wrote Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, don't you think?
Well, yeah, but where do you put it? I mean, that's my question for myself right now, is like, where do I put that? Mm-hmm. You know? And it's not an easy sea to navigate, I guess.
Well, obviously, we're not. I guess we are around the world, for lack of a better term, because of the internet now.
Yeah.
But I mean, you and all the other folks that are doing music in this town are always welcome to this radio station.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And I'm so glad that we have a chance, an opportunity to have, you know, you guys here and to let people hear your music.
Well,
you know?
We appreciate it too, because there is certainly, there's certainly like not a lot of places there's places to put your music, but it's really nice when you feel very like supported. It's a different, you know, there's a huge difference between people being interested and people being supportive. And you've been very supportive to all of us. And it's very, we very much appreciate it.
Well, it's our pleasure. Mm-hmm. Our pleasure. We could take a break. I'm sorry, but when we come back, let's once again go over Trevor's benefit.
All right. Sounds good.
We'll be right back. You're listening to the Mighty 790 KFGO. Amanda Standalone is our special guest. We're back here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. By the way, do we have permission? By the way, you wrote all those songs, and we do have permission to podcast those?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
But they're mine. Mine.
We just want to make sure we got permission from you again.
Mm, that is fine. That'd be great.
Appreciate that.
As long as you keep my name on there.
Oh, yeah. By the way, do you have a website for your own personal
stuff? We have
a
Facebook for the Pastry Shop Girls, and then we have, I think we still have them. I am so bad at that stuff, you know. I really am.
You and what army?
Yeah, I know. And it's. I'm really. I try to keep up with that kind of thing, and I'm just really bad at it. But there will be more stuff on our Facebook. But the Amanda Standalone and the Pastry Shop Girls website is probably the best thing to check up for events.
That's the Facebook page.
That's the Facebook page.
Amanda Standalone and the Pastry Shop Girls.
Yeah. So, okay. I think it's. Yeah, I think that's the best one for events.
Okay, very good. Now, coming up tomorrow night, once again, say it.
Trevstravaganza.
Okay, very good. And that's
Wait, can I say it again?
Sure.
Trevstravaganza!
That's tomorrow night. It's going to be over at the aquarium. And it's going to be starting at 8 and going to run until 2 a.m. They're going to have silent auction. And I was just trying to look here. I should have asked somebody, do you know what's going to be auctioned off?
I know that for sure that Kim Jory, you know, who did
all the... Oh, sure,
yeah,
you bet.
She is
good friend.
She's gonna paint something while I'm playing and then put it in.
Oh, really?
So.
Right there? On
right
the spot?
Then and there on the spot. So she's an amazing artist too, so that's always a good deal. And then I think there's probably gonna be art, and then there's probably, you know, I'm sure if it's Brittany, and she probably went around and got gift certificates and stuff, like, you know, local businesses.
Artwork, gift certificates, different businesses and individuals. So, I mean, it's going to be all kinds of stuff. So
yeah,
make sure you go over
really,
there.
It'll be a nice mix, I'm sure. Okay.
And Trevor has had several blood clots. He is over in
Korea.
And we need to bail him out of his medical bills. I guess he's got quite a few over there. So if you folks can help out.
Yeah, it is hard enough to have those in the United States, let alone a few, you know, ocean away.
And by the way, you said he's an English teacher?
Yes, he teaches English in Korea. I think he's been to like a couple different places. Russia, I think he went to too. And so he's been doing this, and he's enjoyed it so much. Like he's really like had a great time, and every time I see him, he's just, you know, he's an exuberant guy, you know.
I want to spell this out for you folks, because this is what you're going to find on Facebook. The word is what again?
Trevstravaganza.
And it's spelled T-R-E-V-S-T-R-A-V-A-G-A-N-Z-A. So that's what you're looking for that when you go to Facebook.
Yes, this is what you're looking for. They could have made that.
And by the way, that's it's a good looking picture of him in like a camouflage cap, and that must be one of his students. Huh?
Mm-hmm, that is one of his students.
So it's
he teaches little ones over there. So
it's really, really neat. So if you guys could help out tomorrow night, once again, that's over at the aquarium. And I know you get a lot of people up there, but there is a limited amount. But we'd like to see the place packed.
That would be nice. Yeah, it is. I mean, I think they can get a few hundred in there. They've had some pretty big acts in there. We can pack them in there for this, I feel.
Absolutely. We got 4 minutes to go. Do you want to do one more song?
I'll do one more song, and I think I'm going to do kind of a, what do you call it, an old-timey tune.
An old-timey tune.
An old-timey tune called Railroad Bill.
All right. Sounds good. Amanda Standalone here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Remember, we've got 4 minutes.
All right. I'll try to fill it up. We'll see how it goes. This one can go on for a while. This is pretty, I do repetitive stuff. That's how I roll. So I'm like a techno musician with a guitar here.
Amanda Standalone here on the Mighty 790 KFGO.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, great to have you, and come back soon.
I will.
All right, appreciate that. And Felton is really a great place.
Felton is an awesome town, but the Pilar is kind of, lacking in amenities.
We have the Felton like Chamber of Commerce on Line 6.
Oh, I'll get it. Have a great night, everybody. And by the way, we'll have all these interviews podcast at KFGO.com. Check out Nighttime with Bob Harris. So thoughts from the nighttime. We got so much stuff up there. It's unbelievable. KFGO Fargo, it's now 10 o'clock. Coast to Coast AM is coming up next.